good one.
Over the year, I need to do better, yeah, you made it clear. Who could ever beat me if I disappear? No one could do that. Embracing that I'm only human, I've been thriving, baby, yeah. Big moves, big plans, and everything I do, yeah. Self-care, it led me to improve. I feel like this was overdue. Got some big moves, big plans, and everything I do, baby.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash a check and bounce back. Never have you seen in your lifetime a more divine southern rapper with swag like mine. Facing all kind of time, but smile like I'm fine. Brag with such a passion, shine without trying. Believe me, pain's a small thing to a giant. I was born without a dime, out the gutter I climb. Spoke my mind and didn't stutter one time. At least say even the greatest gotta suffer sometime. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with a chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew's lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. My name is Fidel, and welcome back to the Rap and Relax podcast. These are just a few of the lyrics that come to mind when we speak about resilience in hip-hop. When I think of the elements of mental health in hip-hop, in my personal opinion, I believe resiliency is one of the most prevalent mental health themes since the inception of this beautiful genre. From Big Sean's anthem to turning the L to a win and bounce back, to T.I.'s reassurance that he'll overcome his prison sentence and no matter what, to Biggie's rags to riches story and Juicy, hip-hop has always been a muse to empower listeners to overcome their hardships. But before we go further, what is resiliency? There isn't a consensus of a clinical definition of the word resiliency, but a definition that I believe embodies the term the most is the process of successfully adapting to adversity, trauma, or significant stressors. In other words, how capable are you at dealing with whatever this thing called life throws at you? There is an extensive amount of research exploring this phenomenon of resiliency, especially amongst minorities. Whether it's a black woman, gay males, or children in disadvantaged communities, researchers have spent loads of time investigating how is it that these people can bounce back from these adverse experiences. Many of the studies are qualitative, which basically means the data is based on the personal narrative of the participants rather than any statistical data. However, I think this is the most powerful, as it gives us insight as to how these people interview, define, and perceive their own resiliency, and what leads to it. One of the more prominent themes is the presence of a support system. A lot of the studies I've read attribute people's ability to strengthen their resilience to having family or friends that are present, support them, or just as a muse that motivates them to keep going and push through whatever they're going through. Circling back to hip-hop, you can see just how much this idea is reinforced in all of the artists' songs. Right off the bat, of course, my mind is circling a young boy's song, Lonely Child. I'll just read this one line right here. Happiness I'm chasing, while killers behind me trying to blank me. You don't know what I'm feeling or what I'm thinking, you can't change me. I miss my fucking daddy. I've been calling Montana my father. Times been getting harder. I came from nothing, now bitch, I'm royal. I call Monique my mama, but Lord knows I need Shavonda. I don't need no commas. I feel like I'm going under. If you haven't heard this song, I strongly encourage you to give it a spin. But just from this line, I feel that it really encompasses this notion of just how important a support system is in fostering resilience and the overall mental bandwidth of believing you can cope with your struggles. Just in this one song, I feel that young boy is describing how alone in the world he feels and how much it's contributing to his experienced pain. Now, I don't know how much you guys are familiar with young boy, but this is like one of my favorite artists. And he made this song during a time that he was on house arrest. So it was very interesting to actually hear this song and thinking back to resilience, because this was a time where he was alone. He couldn't really see anybody. And even before this, he didn't really have too many friends. I think that his relationship with a lot of his family members was very, very estranged, very strained. So it was very powerful just to kind of doing this episode, hearing this, and thinking back to, damn, all right, he doesn't really have anybody. And he's really going through it, despite being at arguably the peak of his career. Another facet of resiliency that I've explored and researched is the idea of adapting one's identity to fit their circumstance and lived experiences. Although this is very limited in research, I believe it's very prevalent in hip-hop, and it's what many everyday people do to strengthen their resiliency. In this one study I've read, it explored how black male teens have internalized a street persona to further strengthen their resiliency as a means to cope with the dangerous and stressful environment of school. This study interviewed black male teens, and many of them described their schools as being violent and just a cesspool of gangs and drugs. Many of the people interviewed described both theirs and fears of their peers of either not being tough or not fully prepared to succeed in academic or workforce spaces, which ultimately influenced their involvement in activities that they believe would grant them greater success, which was ultimately the streets and street activities. Essentially reinforcing the notion of only the strong survive. Hip-hop, I believe, reinforces and sheds light on that road to being stronger amongst the strong, that road to succeeding within your disadvantaged circumstances. The road to ultimately forming resiliency requires adapting your identity to your reality. But don't take my word for it. Let's dive into the outro of 666 by YG, which really describes this notion in the clearest of terms. Lord, help me, Lord. These kids, Lord, they playing with all these guns and drugs. They remind me when I was young. See, in the 80s, we didn't play that shit, but we was crack babies. No, Lord, I'm not no hypocrite. I'm just an old motherfucker trying to save some shit. Lord, I asked my son, why is it just thugs that he ain't with? He looked at me and said, Pops, I'm staying dangerous. Help me, Lord. I tried to tell him that there are many ways to stay dangerous. Power is dangerous. Knowledge is dangerous. Having them dollars is dangerous. He just looked at me, Lord, and said, Pops, I'm talking dangerous. I think this outro to me, and the reason why I picked it, was very interesting and very stuck out to me, just because it really showed just what motivates some people with hanging with the crew that they hang out with. You know, from inception of time, you know, that's what gangs was for initially. It was for to have protection, to be a part of something, you know, back when the Italian mob was doing their thing, so, you know, they made the gangs and whatnot. Nowadays, you see that many people that do join a gang, it is to still be protected amongst, you know, whatever environment that they're in. You know, there's strength in numbers. So it's just like, if you're with these people, this is how you stay protected. This is how you succeed in wherever you're at, whether it's because you need some money, whether it's you need to make sure that no one hurts you, whether you need to make sure that you can just, you know, walk to the street, walk to the school. So I definitely do understand this notion of just adapting to your environment, just to, in the name of resiliency. You know, it might not be something that you want to do. It might be something that you need to do just to survive. Now, as prevalent and obvious, this theme of turning to the streets, turning to gangs to foster strength amongst your struggles and live reality is within hip-hop, I like to offer a different perspective and a flip side to all of this. City Girls, I personally believe, embodies this idea of adapting your identity and mentality as a means of strengthening resiliency. City Girls and other current women rappers in the game now and in the past have created a wave of music and identifiers of women deviating from the social constructs imposed on women. In their song, How to Pimp a Nigga, JT raps, "You will never go broke, just listen to me. You gotta let these niggas know what you need. House, cars, credit cards, don't forget the keys. Get it how you live, tell that nigga what he want so he can pay your bills. all these niggas fake, none of these niggas real. So don't let a nigga fuck, just let him touch it a little. Why you looking sad, ho? Don't you know these niggas looking for a bad ho? Tighten up before you end up like the last ho. City girls leaving all these niggas dead broke, period. I wanted to add in these bars just to add some more context and add some more perspective of what it means to change your identity. Well, not really change your identity, but just adapt with the times, just to strengthen your resilience, just to make sure that, you know, you're not left behind and you're not taken advantage of, or, you know, you're not weak in whatever environment that you're in. You know, women have come a long way. So it is very, very, I would say it is very, very just inspiring and telling how women rappers are present in the rap game and they're present in their music. Because, of course, you know, the music industry is tough. Being a woman is tough. So it's more so of just kind of like, you know, you gonna get yours, I'm gonna make sure I get mine. And whether it completely goes against everything that you believe how women are supposed to be, I gotta make sure I get mine. So just wanting to add in that context of just like, you know, it ain't always just people that's in the hood that turns gangster, even though they come from a loving background. You know, it could definitely just be the, you know, the women that's fed up. They're like, all right, I ain't gonna be taken advantage of. Or, you know, it could be, I mean, just for me example, it could just be like the person that's shy in high school, went to college, was like, all right, I'm trying to adapt. You know, I gotta be more outgoing, more sociable, just to kind of like really, not really to be strong amongst the strong, but really just adapting to a different environment just to make sure that I succeed in the way that I would want to succeed in. The final theme of resiliency I've read studies on that not only is reflected within hip-hop music, but I believe is practiced the most by everyday people, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, is the idea of perseverance signifying resiliency. Many studies suggest that your internal mental response to stress is a key element in measuring your resiliency. The particular study I'm referencing explored how Black men conceptualize resiliency within their own personal lives, and perseverance was one of the five main themes. For these Black men, fostering resiliency through perseverance meant being able to push through and keep one foot in front of the other as they navigate through their challenges, such as racism in the workplace, financial woes, incarceration, or overcoming negative stereotypes imposed on them. Just reading this, I think of the classic sentiment of, it's not how many times you get knocked down, but how many times you get up. And within this study, it was expressed by some of the men that perseverance through their hardship is how they achieved their goals, how they avoided being stagnant and a statistic, and how they overall was resilient towards their lived circumstances. The first verse of Young Ma's song, Sober Thoughts, really encapsulates the notion of perseverance being a facet of resiliency. I say this because in this verse, not only do we hear Young Ma's desire to persevere through her hardships, but I also hear sentiments of just teetering that line of being stagnant in, well, her thoughts and hardships and what it means for her when she's in the place as well. In that first verse, Young Ma raps, "Discipline in my habits went distant to my attachments. I had to turn my presence to absence, stuck in a cage, questioning the hours and days. I started to marry my thoughts, already engaged, depending on alcohol to get me over the pain, praying my habit don't ever turn to cocaine. I won't allow this temporary pain to turn to a strain. I want to live, but my joy for life is stuck in the grave. God, I need you more than ever. I was hoping you came. So used to holding shit in, it's kind of hard to explain. Picasso, the best way to put it. Before you knew the meaning of it, you understood it. Far from perfect, did a lot of shit I knew I shouldn't. Ducking my demons, but they come in like a moving bullet. Shit is crazy out here. It's like I love it and I hate it out here. Gotta be mentally stable out here just to make it out here. Never slipping every day, I'm aware. If I ain't got it, I'll go get it and I'll make it appear. Powerful, powerful verse. Honestly, it's a very powerful song. I love that song. I listen to it a lot. Definitely jumping ahead a little bit, but just hearing this song, well, just hearing these words, I hear many, many obstacles, but in her mind, it's still like, I gotta keep on going. I'm faced with all of this, but like she said, you gotta be mentally stable out here just to make it out here. And even though you can hear in the verse, it's like, you know, we talk about depression. I don't want my, you know, habits to turn to cocaine. You know, she's drinking, you know, so it's not like the most mentally stable, but it's still like, I gotta keep on going. I literally can't afford to stop and let my hardships just drag me down, bring me down. And I think a lot of us go through that, honestly. You know, life really just don't stop no matter what the hell life throws at you. And it's just like, I gotta go get it. I got to. You know, I can't really, you know, some of us can't really afford to take a pause and just check out and really get our shit together. And I think that, again, jumping ahead a little bit, but I just do think that, in essence, that is just resilience of having so much happen to you and still just moving forward instead of just letting that one situation or a few situations just kind of obstruct whatever path that you're going through. So, in essence, I believe possessing resiliency and developing resiliency is a beneficial trait. As many studies depict, as well as many hip-hop songs depict, being resilient is the ability to utilize your strengths and safeguards such as family, friends, mindset, and passions in life to assist you in navigating through stress and trauma. Studies have provided evidence that high resiliency correlates with a lower risk of mental health and physical issues. The countless examples that we have in hip-hop now, with every artist that's overcome their hardships to be where they are now, kind of leads us to believe that resilience can, without doubt, be beneficial. But, however, hold the phone, not done yet. One question I do have is, are there adverse effects to resiliency or the sheer image of appearing resilient? Black people are viewed as some of the most resilient people in the world just based off some of the obstacles and trauma that we've had to overcome in history and even present day. It's also very evident with the amount of studies that focuses on resilience in black people. And I've read a lot, you know, there's, you know, we are some of like the main people that some of these studies focus on, of just from black women, black children, black men, and really focus on, how are black people so resilient? It raises the question to me, if this impacts other people's capacity to empathy respond to people that we deem to be resilient or very, very resilient. To circle this back to hip-hop, it immediately makes me think of Meg Thee Stallion. As we all know, she was shot by whom we shall not mention on this podcast, and ultimately, she demonstrated resiliency. She was able to speak her truth, heal in private, and go about her life. However, this courageous and diligent demonstration of resiliency was not received by everyone that you would think. You know, you would think that, you know, you applaud her for just overcome being shot, you know, being able to still come back on, you know, social media, interact with fans and all that good stuff, but not necessarily. The reception of her perceived resilience was divided amongst everybody between support and people feeling skeptical above her actual trauma that she went through. Just like the famous saying goes, just because I wear it well doesn't mean it's not heavy. Does appearing too resilient numbs people's ability to be empathetic to you? Well, that's why I went into, you know, some of Megan's catalog, and I found a song on her most recent album, Traumatine. But the song Anxiety, I thought it was a very vulnerable song, and I thought that she really kind of hit the nail on the head when it comes to, yeah, I am this person that you guys think I am, you know, this strong, confident Black woman, successful, you know, but, you know, I still got feelings too. But let's get into the song. I'm a bad bitch and I got anxiety. People call me rude because I ain't letting them try me. Saying I'm a hoe because I'm in love with my body. Issues, but nobody I talk to about it. They keep saying I should get help, but I don't even know what I need. They keep saying speak your truth, and at the same time, they say they don't believe me. Excuse me while I get into my feelings for a second. Usually I keep it in, but today I gotta tell it. Not that anyone gives a fuck anyway. You know, I heard this song and I had to put it on this list of songs that I want to talk about when it comes to resiliency, because it's kind of really, it really captures this sentiment that I'm thinking of just like, not if can you be too resilient, but can appearing, you know, resilient, can appearing just like you can handle the world, you know, hurts you in the end, you know. And I think that many people, I think a lot of us really face that, you know, many, especially Black people, you know, a lot of people just be looking like, oh yeah, you know, you can take that and whatnot, and not really, not really being empathetic, you know, or not really being keen on just lending a helping hand or lending some sympathy or lending just any type of acknowledgement of what you're going through, and that, like, yeah, you know, even though, like, I went through this, I'm trying to move past this, I'm trying to move through this, you know, that shit was still rough. You know, and just to kind of think of, like, some real life examples, some real personal examples, you know, it's crazy to think about it. I think that I feel like I didn't really consider, I thought that, well, I didn't really consider my parents real people, but it was just like up until maybe 4 years ago, you know, just kind of seeing like my parents as, all right, you guys not really Teflon, just because they never really asked for help, you know, you never really seen them kind of flare out of any type of emotions that just kind of indicated that they was distressed, you know, like, you know, dad's super successful, you know, didn't really need no help from anybody, but, you know, it wasn't until recently that I learned, like, oh, okay, you got more feelings than just being goofy, or you got more feelings than just being upset at me if I, I don't know, if I spent too much money or never don't save money. You know, it's like, okay, so real life issues kind of really impact you. You know, same thing with my mom, you know, her kind of opening up about her childhood. It's just like, oh, that happened to you? And you still dealing with it now? So it really is just kind of interesting of just how appearing that you got everything figured out and, you know, nothing really kind of penetrates the armor that you present kind of impacts of how, like, you know, some people, how we interact with some people. And just to go back to hip hop, you know, we look at a lot of celebrities have died in the past 5 years, you know. And sometimes I've seen people don't see the artist that was close to this person being very emotional on, you know, on social media, or not talking about it in their songs or whatever. We think that it didn't mean anything to them, or we think that they're so strong they don't have any feelings, they just move past it. When really the sheer essence of being resilient is just being able to have a hard time affect you but keep going, you know, or not totally let that deter you from your everyday functioning. You know, I think of Key Glock, Offset, Dirt, you know, they've all lost people. And sometimes people are looking like, yo, like, how can you be good? Or like, you're appearing good, but there's no way you could be good. And if you were appearing good, maybe, you know, that didn't affect you at all. Hey, but that's just my thoughts. But just to kind of go away from how appearing resilient to the public can maybe impact you, I believe our perception of how our very own resilience can be harmful in a way. You know, not thinking about the public's perception, we're thinking about more so of our very own perception of us being strong, of us being able to overcome whatever we had to endure. Of course, overcoming trauma and stressful situations is a feature that I think we can all say is a very valued quality. But just like anything that endures stress, our body experiences some wear and tear. With being resilient, although mentally we may have moved past the incident, our body still remembers trauma. Studies have shown that trauma and severely stressful experiences impacts different areas of your brain, such as the hippocampus and the amygdala. And when triggered, these areas of the brain can trigger both physical and emotional reactions. These triggers can vary from certain sounds, certain smells, locations, characteristics of people, or even a particular emotion in that moment. And all these triggers have to do with your body being familiar or being reminded of whatever trauma that you went through. You know, whether it's assault, whether it's a car accident, or whether it's, you know, natural disaster, anything. So when your brain encounters any stimulus, any trigger that your brain deems familiar to whatever trauma, whatever stressful experience that you had, it's going to let your body know. And how you respond to being triggered varies. It can include sleep disturbances, inattention, headaches, muscle pains, anxiousness, and disassociation. Basically, when your brain senses danger, stress, it's going to let you know. And I think that sometimes in the end, being resilient and pushing through, we forget to take care of our body, mind, and soul, which can be a disservice of us in the end. And of course, when we think about how our body remembers trauma, how our brain remembers trauma, you know, I automatically think about war vets, and, you know, they hear a loud bang, and, you know, their body reacts as if they're still in war. But I want to give a different and maybe more casual way of just how our brain can remember trauma. I think that T. Grizzly does an excellent job at conveying just how, despite being resilient, his body and brain can still be triggered. And in this example, his triggers his phone calls at night. On the chorus of his song, Late Night Calls, he raps, "I swear after 2 in the morning, my phone is on D&D. Because I got some calls late night, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And I got some calls late nights, the next day I couldn't even eat. And I got some calls late nights, the next day I couldn't even think." I like this song being in this episode just because it it really puts in perspective just how our brain is wired when we've had any type of trauma. You know, in this song, he talks about he had some late night calls in which somebody called him and told, like, yo, such and such just died. Yo, such and such just got shot. You know, so in his mind, he's like, yo, like, my phone's on D&D. I don't want any late night calls. I'll deal with it in the morning. Because, you know, it's crazy because it could be his phone. I mean, his phone could ring at late at night. You know, it could be a shorty calling them, or it could just be somebody saying pop out tonight. But, you know, his brain is so wired and conditioned to when your phone rings at night and you sleep and you pick it up, it's nothing good. So he's like, all right, I'm just going to put it on D&D. And I think that when it comes to our own perception of our resilience, just kind of like earlier when we're talking about Young Ma's song, I think that it's important to really just, it's important to be resilient, but it's also really important to really pay attention to our body and really take care of our body. You know, if you know, we keep on sweeping things under the rug in the name of being resilient and still having to take care of what we have to take care of and appearing strong, or not even appearing strong, or just being strong just to survive. I mean, you know, sure, in the moment you get to complete the homework you got to complete, or complete the job assignment that they tasked you, or be present in the moment for your friends or your family, your loved ones, you know, for their sake or for their happiness. But the body keeps score. So it's, you know, if you're not taking care of it, you're not addressing these things, you know, you're not doing the proper care that your body needs after being severely stressed, it's going to let you know. And it's, you know, it's going to, you know, it ain't going nowhere. So it's going to, you know, impact you in some type of way. You know, I know my clients get, you know, probably tired of me asking, like, oh, you know, your self-care, or what did you do to kind of fill up your cup, or what did you do, you know, despite us talking about everything that's wrong, you know, in your life, or everything that pissed you off, everything that stressed you out. It's like, all right, well, you know, that happened, you know, what are we doing to take care of our body, our mind, our souls? Because, you know, it's important. And if you think of yourself as really resilient, and actually if you are really resilient, not even just thinking of yourself resilient, if you are resilient and not taking the maintenance of your body, you know, your body's going to know, let you know sooner rather than later. So yeah, that wraps up my thoughts on resiliency in hip-hop. I believe that this is a very prevalent yet complex theme in the genre. One of those qualities that seem like it's been a gift and a curse at times within the hip-hop game. But as the title suggests, I'm just rapping, I'm just relaxing, you know, sipping a little wine, you know, just reflecting on resiliency and what we see in the hip-hop game. Hope when you hear another hip-hop song, this sparks a conversation, a thought, a reflection, anything. But until next time, to the next episode, peace. Y'all take care.